Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to get into a discussion about teams. Yeah, teams. Now, what's the first thing that came to your mind when I said teams? Did you flash to the NFL? Did you think about the team that you've been following and the fact that they may or may not be playing this weekend? Or did you reflect to your workplace? Did you think about the people that you work with and in the workplace that are a part of your team? I think everybody in this country has been exposed to something called a team. Yeah, teams are important. They really are. Because if you build the right team, you will have success. There's no doubt about it. I'm here to tell you, if you build your team correctly, things are going to go well for you. If you choose your team members poorly, well, things may not go as well as you had hoped them to go. Now, there are, 28 teams in the NFL that are not going to play this weekend. So there are 28 teams that didn't achieve their goal. That doesn't mean they're bad. I mean, now think about it. First of all, to play in the NFL, as an individual, you have to be pretty darn good at your sport, right? I mean, think about it. You and I may have been exposed to playing sports, say, as preteens, or maybe in our teenage years. Maybe we played Little League, or maybe we were in Pop Warner football, or maybe you played soccer. You know, our parents probably exposed us to different types of sports to see if we even had an interest or an ability to play. Now, I will tell you, when I played Little League, my first year or two, I wasn't very good. I was like 7 years old. I was very uncoordinated. I wasn't good at catching the ball. I was terrible at hitting the ball. But the best thing that I could do was stand in the outfield and just stand there. That was my contribution to the team. And then as I grew a little bit older, and I played Little League maybe at the age of 9, my skill set became better. I became a better player. I actually could throw the ball effectively. I could actually hit the ball. I actually turned out to be a pretty good single base hit player. Yeah. So, I mean, they'd usually put me in the lineup first or second because there was a pretty good chance that I was going to get a base hit. Now, when I got to high school, I had been doing other things. I actually was more interested in swimming than baseball. And one of the things I figured out was that even though I was a decent baseball player, I was not as good as the guys that were chosen to play on my high school baseball team. I was not as good as those guys. Part of the reason I didn't play that sport beyond, Little League. Many of those guys that played in that particular sport in high school, some of them were good enough to advance and play in college. Yeah, some of them were. Not all of them were, but some of them were. And the same thing happens in college. You have a team of people contributing to the team. Some of them are just better gifted players than the others, and those people might move on from college to the professional leagues. Now, for every professional player that's out there, there are probably tens of thousands of us that never even had a chance, probably closer to hundreds of thousands of us that never had a chance to play at that level because our individual skill sets did not allow us to compete at that level. We were eliminated along the way. And part of that elimination process is done because the people that are organizing the teams, usually the coach or the manager, they're looking for the best people with the best skill sets. Oh, and by the way, it's not just the best skill sets. It's also an ability to integrate and operate as part of a team. Now, there's a couple of teams that are going to play this weekend in the NFL. These guys are underdogs, but they slayed the Giant Killers. So you've got a team like the Cincinnati Bengals, and their quarterback, he's actually doing a pretty amazing job. And then you got the 49ers. Same kind of situation. These are teams that don't necessarily have the very best players on them, but when they operate as a team, they're more effective than the teams that have the best players. There's something with managing and organizing a team that when you do it effectively, you're going to create the results you're trying to create. And there are two teams that are going to play this weekend that are still identified as underdogs, that are hungry, that are organized well as a team. They have skill sets that are integrated with each other because they may not be the best players in the NFL, but I'll tell you what, they've got a good team-related game plan. So what does this have to do with you? I mean, you're not playing in the NFL. Okay, you over there, maybe you have the ability to play in the NFL. Maybe you've done that before. But the rest of you guys, no. You're not playing in the NFL. You're like me. You're watching them play on TV. It's part of our entertainment. And I get joy out of it. I really enjoy watching football. I don't like it when the guys get hurt, though. I just don't like it when they get hurt. Because one of the things I've learned about football is when you can take 11 people and get them on the same roadmap, holy smokes, you could be a Cincinnati Bengal. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some teams, man, that are making an impact. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
You know, I'm looking at a very, very long list. And the list that I'm looking at is something that the San Antonio Apartment Association sent me. It is something called their installation and gala celebration. Yeah, so basically next month what they're going to do is they've got a big meeting. Everybody that is a part of the San Antonio Apartment Association, which I am, are invited to come to this thing. There are people that run for elected offices that kind of run the organization because it's a paid professional organization. I pay money to be a part of it. It's not a terrible amount of money, and I actually get a lot of good things in return by being a member of the Apartment Association. And, oh, by the way, if you join your local apartment association in Texas, I think this holds true for all of them out there, but double check my math, so to speak. Because I'm a member of the San Antonio Apartment Association, I'm also automatically a member of the Texas Apartment Association, and I think the National Apartment Association too. Yeah. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't focus too much on the National Apartment Association, because real estate is more local. And that's part of the reason that I hang out with people that are in my industry that are a part of the apartment association, that, and a lot of them are not Lifestyles Unlimited members. So what I'm getting at is I've got my team, and my team is organized. My team understands what I'm trying to accomplish. They understand their roles in supporting me. And when I have somebody on my team that isn't effective anymore, I address it. I do address it. Now, here's the other thing. When you're a member of the Apartment Association, and even though a lot of the other members of the Apartment Association are not Lifestyles Unlimited members, there are still some great people out there that you could get to know. And some of those great people could potentially join your team. Yeah, it's called networking, folks. Yeah, it's called networking. And there's nothing wrong with getting to know somebody else in the industry that maybe is looking for a change. And maybe they've got the right skill sets that you're looking for. So you bring them onto your team. And then you teach them what right looks like. Yeah, you heard me correctly. You teach them what right looks like. See, they may come to your team with certain skill sets and certain ideas on how the business should be done, and they may articulate those ideas, and it's okay for you to listen to those ideas and consider them. And if they make sense, go ahead and make the change. But if they don't make sense, say, hey, you know, time out, Space Ghost. Everything's good. We're going to shift gears. Let me tell you what we do here and why we do it this way. And when you understand what all that looks like, you're going to be an effective member of my team. It's really good stuff. So let me get back to the Apartment Association. So they sent me an email for this gala, and in the email body, what they're looking to do is they're accepting nominations for different awards. Yeah, these are industry specific awards. So the San Antonio Apartment Association essentially offers awards in multiple areas. So let me just tell you what the areas are. I think there's like eight of them. Okay, so one of them happens to be the Supplier Partner of the Year. Now, do you think it might be a good idea to get to know some of these members of the Apartment Association that provide the goods and services that you would consume in your business? I think so. And there are 6 organizations that were nominated to be the Supplier Partner of the Year. Now, I will tell you this. Of the 6 that are there, I could use all 6 of those in my business. And to be honest with you, I don't really care which one wins. The fact that those 6 are competing to be number 1, that tells me that they're at the top of the top. They've risen to the top. The next category they had was IRO of the Year. Now you're thinking, IRO, what is that? Okay, IRO is an acronym, IRO. It stands for Independent Rental Operator. In other words, somebody who bought a piece of real estate, they own it, they operate it all by themselves. They don't have any partners with them. It is completely their asset. And here's what I found very interesting about the 6 names that were nominated to be Supplier Partner of the Year. Jeffrey, Lifestyles Unlimited member. Hannah, Lifestyles Unlimited member. James and Kimberly, Lifestyles Unlimited members. Lisa and Chad, Lifestyles Unlimited members. Mauricio, Lifestyles Unlimited member. Tamara and Rajiv, Lifestyles Unlimited members. All six of the nominees for IRO of the Year Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, why do you think other entities are not a part of this? Because many of the other entities that are a part of the apartment association, to be honest with you, are large corporate entities. They're very big corporate entities. And as big corporate entities, they're not independent rental operators. They don't qualify. See, one of the goals of being a Lifestyles Unlimited member is to ultimately own your own apartment community all by yourself. And the sweet spot goal that we tend to set for ourselves is like a 200 unit apartment community that we own outright. I mean, well, we have leverage on it, but what I'm saying is we don't have any partners in it. So as a result, that asset is 100% ours. And everything we do with that asset, 100% benefits us. Now, we may have a lender involved, but keep in mind, when that lender comes into the deal, they're bringing a big chunk of money in. Don't get me wrong. They're bringing in the bulk of the money, and we appreciate that. And we pay for that money. It's called maybe prepaid interest or points, and there is amortized interest that is laid out across that loan and maybe some type of due on sale clause, maybe a 7-year call or a 10-year call. We're okay with that because what we're going to do is we're going to position these assets for growth, for equity growth, using financial information and income streams to create that increase in value. And the neat thing about the lender, they're in it for whatever they're in it for. They don't get to play around with our equity. They don't get any benefit of us driving the net operating income of the property up and therefore making us a lot of money. And all six of these members of Lifestyles Unlimited, they've done exactly that. And that's why they're all deserving of the award. When we come back from the break, man, I've got more on teams. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The 2-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, you're probably wondering, how is it that somebody that's classified as an IRO, in other words, an independent rental operator, how is it that these people are nominated for awards, but you're talking about teams? How does that work? Okay, that's a fair question. Each of the members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have been nominated for the IRO of the Year Award, each of them has built their own management company that they own. And they have employees. Yeah, see, one of the things that we taught them to do was not to work in their business. See, that's actually a fatal flaw. Did you know that? Did you know that your time is very, very valuable? It really is very, very valuable. So when you choose to take your time to go perform a task that you could pay somebody $15 an hour to do, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Your time is one of your most valuable commodities. Yeah, and you've got a limited amount. You have an expiration date. We don't know when that expiration date's going to hit, but you have an expiration date. If you're spending a lot of your time trading it for money, in other words, working in a job, that's a decision you've made. But the decision that these Lifestyles Unlimited members have made was to stop doing what you're doing. Yeah, you heard me correctly. They stopped doing what you were doing because they realized that their time is a very valuable commodity. None of these people, and I know everyone, I have personally shook the hands of each of these IRO nominees. I know them on site. I know them by name. They're more than acquaintances. I guess they're like friends. And they're kind of part of my team. Now, they don't work for me, but you know what? If I've got a question about maybe a property in a specific location, and Jeffrey happens to own a property in that location, I can pick up the phone and call Jeffrey and go, "Hey, Jeffrey, it's Al." And he'll go, "Hey, what's up, bro?" And I'll go, "Hey, man." Well, it's not really how we talk, but you get what I'm saying. So I will ask him very specific questions with regard to the demographics that he's invested in. Yeah, you heard me. The demographics he's invested in. See, he bought an apartment community based on demographic information that made sense to him. And if I'm looking to be in that same location, I want to understand what he's seeing because you know what? That could jumpstart me. And that's a neat thing about Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't compete with each other. Heck, Jeffrey, okay, let me just tell you about Jeffrey. He owns a property in a particular town. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the town is because when I tell you this, you're going to go, "Oh." Okay, so Jeffrey owns one apartment community in this particular town. I think that one is, I don't know, Jeffrey, if you're listening, I'm going to get it wrong, but I think it's over 100 units if I'm correct. It might be less, but it doesn't really matter. Another Lifestyles Unlimited member owns a second apartment community in that town. There are only two other apartment communities in that town. Lifestyles Unlimited members own 50% of the apartment assets in that town. If I'm thinking about buying maybe asset 3 or asset 4, which are non-Lifestyles owned properties, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call my Lifestyles Unlimited members that are in that town, and I'm going to ask for an info dump. I'm going to ask them, should I go there? Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we talk about. Yeah, see, now Jeffrey, now he's not on my team, but he's a teammate because he's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Yeah, that's one of those connective things that we all have. I get emails. Oh, by the way, if you want to email me, I'm terrible at doing this, but askal@luinc.com. Yeah, shoot me an email. askal@luinc.com. I'll answer your email. I will. It might not answer it right away because I do get a lot of emails, but I will answer your email. And you can ask me a direct question. I'll do my best to answer it for you. And I'm okay with that because that's what we do. And you don't even have to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member to send me an email. I get a lot of emails from people that are just trying to figure out if Lifestyles Unlimited is a good fit for them. Yeah, and I'm not going to, like, hard pressure you. I'm not, because here's the way I look at Lifestyles Unlimited. It sells itself. I don't have to sell you on anything, because once you become a member and you get yourself dialed in, and you start meeting people like Jeffrey and Hannah and James and Kimberly and Lisa and Chad, Mauricio and Tamara and Rajiv. You start meeting these people, You start developing relationships. Relationships. Oh, are relationships important to a team? You bet they are relationship-oriented teams. You guys remember that Tampa Bay game when Antonio Brown, for whatever reason, I guess it was in the third quarter, he just said he was done, and he took his jersey off with his shoulder pads still in it, and he sat it down on the bench, actually sat it on the ground below the bench, and then he started walking off the field naked from the waist up because he had pulled his t-shirt off, and he threw that into the crowd, and he walked off. He walked away. You know what that guy did? He abandoned his team. Now, I'm not 100% sure why he did it. I'm really not 100% sure. I'm not in that Tampa Bay locker room. But here's what I do know. The guy was a pretty decent football player. He's a very good football player. He's got some issues. I mean, Tom Brady was talking about it. He's got some issues. But he had integrated onto that Tampa Bay team. But something happened in that football game that just pushed this guy over the edge. And he walked off the team. He removed himself from the team. And what did Bruce Arians do? Oh, he's the coach, by the way. He said, our relationship is severed. Now, I'm paraphrasing that, but that's essentially what he said. Now, here's the other problem. When Tampa Bay was having a real hard time last weekend trying to win their football game, one of the things Tampa Bay went into that football game with was a loss of key players. Key players like receiver, I mean, skill players, okay? These are the people that touch the ball, right? So the first thing they show you at the beginning of the game is there's like four or five key players that are skill players that are out. Antonio Brown technically was another one. Now they didn't list him because he wasn't on the team anymore. But he hurt the team because the guy was still healthy. He still could have played. He still could have made a difference for Tampa Bay. As a matter of fact, if he had just kept his stuff together, he could have been in that game, and really he could have been the go-to guy that Tom Brady was looking for, but he removed himself from the team. For whatever reason, he severed his relationship. When you get to the point where you're investing in real estate, you're doing it successfully, and you're doing something called scaling up. That's what I'm doing right now. Tina and I have made a decision that we're going to sell our single family properties. And we've sold one. It's in escrow right now. The second one, we have the tenant getting ready to, I should say resident. They're actually great residents. They're getting ready to move out. And we're thinking about selling that too. So what did we do? Well, we went to our reliable teammate. When we come back, I'll tell you about it. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So one of my dogs is, well, actually I have both of my dogs in my office. This is where I do my radio, and she just shook, so you might hear her over there. So she kind of walked over here and looked at me during the commercial break, and she looked at me with eyes like, are you done talking? Because I'm kind of trying to sleep here. Yeah, yeah. Dogs are great. Dogs are great. I love my dogs. My dogs are part of my team. They are. They don't do anything business related for me, but they bring me great joy and they bring me great happiness. So yeah, my dogs are a part of my team. But that's not who I was going to talk about. No, I'm not going to talk about my dogs. I'm going to talk about a real estate agent that I've created a relationship with. Yeah, her name is Bonnie, and I found Bonnie as Tina and I were looking to sell our principal residence. Yeah, we interviewed several different real estate firms. Bonnie basically showed up, and she had the can-do attitude. Yeah, the can-do attitude, which was, I'm going to get this done for you. And you know what? She did. She got it done for me. As a matter of fact, she not only got it done for me, but she sold my house for $27,000 above what I was asking. The transaction was very smooth. She handled everything. All I had to do was take Tina down to the escrow office and sign paperwork. That's okay. We had to do showings and stuff. Okay, that was part of the hard part, but that Tina did all that. I just got out of the way. Then we went to corporate housing for 6 weeks because we were trying to buy another house, which Bonnie facilitated for us. And when the appraisal on that house came in $110,000 below asking price and the seller wasn't willing to budge, we decided to walk away from that property. And you know what Bonnie did? She kept working with us. And we found a replacement property. Now, I will tell you, we probably looked at, I would say, 50 different properties. Yeah, a lot. Okay, that's a lot of property to look at. Bonnie was there with us. Never left our side. Yeah, never left our side. And she helped us find the house that we're currently in now. This is Tina's dream house. And I really have to thank Dell Walmsley and the entire Lifestyles Unlimited team, because if they didn't teach me everything that I know about real estate investing, I wouldn't be sitting in this house. I'd probably still be in the other house. Yeah, sitting on a bunch of equity, not knowing what's going on. But we harvested that equity. We pulled it out. We got a better house, better location. And we're getting ready to move a lot of that money into apartments. Now, part of our strategy is to take a look at our single family properties that we have and figure out what we're going to do with them. Now, one of those properties, it hit a target for us. I laid out a 5-year price projection on that property. And I said, if I get to that price point, I will consider selling. We got to that price point within a year. We literally got to that price point within a year because we bought the asset correctly. We operated it correctly. Our resident made a decision to move out. We went in, we did the turn, if you will. So we got everything ready for the next resident. And then we made the decision to sell. Yeah, we made the decision to sell because what we want to do is pull money out of that asset. There's probably, I don't know, we're going to net probably about $75,000, $80,000 off of that property. And we're okay with that. Yeah, we're okay with that because that property met a price target. Bonnie put that property on the market for me. I think we put it on the market like Friday night. And by Sunday night, we had 6 written offers on the property. Yeah. So we selected one. We thought it was going to work out, which was actually $5,000 above our asking price. That buyer, for whatever reason, got spooked. I don't know why, but they pulled out. So we went with the next offer, which was actually $15,000 higher than our asking price. Now, the appraisal was completed. And my concern was, I knew 225, that's what we sold it for, or what we put it on the market for. I knew 225 was an excellent price point for this property. I had comps all over the place. I think I talked about this on the radio. Comps supported it. The appraisal came in at 233. The buyer offered 240. Now, they're coming in as a VA. So, essentially, they're coming in with no money down. So the appraisal came in $7,000 under my asking price. But there is a contingency clause in the VA appraisal system, which allows us to say, okay, Mr. Appraiser, we see your price, but and we see the comps that you use, but here's some other comps that we would like you to use. I had no hand in any of that. Bonnie's taking care of all of that. What Bonnie's trying to do is get the appraiser to adjust the price upward to 240. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm fine with 233 because I was fine with 225. She's already done a great thing for me because she's already got me an extra $8,000 on that property. Yeah, an extra $8,000. That, you know, it takes care of a lot of the commission, don't you think? It does. And she's worth every penny of that commission. So she's making the entire transaction seamless for me. It's seamless. I'm not doing anything real estate related except picking up the phone when she calls, having a 5-minute conversation if we need 5 minutes to have the conversation, and she gets her marching orders and she does what she's doing. So right now she's trying to adjust the appraisal upwards. If she's successful, awesome. If she's not successful, I'm okay with it. I'm really okay with it. But see, that's why it's so important to have somebody on your team that you can rely on. Somebody on your team that brings a skill set to you that you really don't have. Or even if you have it, you don't want to be messing with it. Yeah, I'm just telling you the way it is. I know a lot about real estate. I know a lot about transactional real estate. I have transacted a lot of real estate. I have transacted real estate with real estate agents. I have transacted real estate with attorneys. I have transacted real estate with just me, the other person, and a title company. And I will tell you this. When you have a teammate that can take the burden off of you and give you great customer service and get you the results you're looking for, they need to be on your team. That's why Bonnie's on my team. Now I've got contractors on my team. Why do I have contractors on my team? I have contractors on my team because I'm getting ready to get involved with multifamily. Now, we had a family meeting over the weekend and we're looking to deploy a bunch of money. We're trying to decide option A. Do I put my money with Kevin? Because Kevin gave me great results when I invested with him last time. Or do I go with option B? Do I just take all that money and I go out and I invest it as an IRO and I buy an apartment community specifically for my family with no other investors alongside me, and I pursue the IRO route? Or do I go large? Do I supersize? And do I become a syndicator of apartment communities to other Lifestyles Unlimited members? And in doing so, I'm going to bring other members' capital into the deal. It's a little nervous because I'm receiving money from other people, and that's their retirement goal. So that's like a really big decision to make. But if I go the lead route, I'm going to be able to buy much bigger assets, which are going to allow me to scale up services and to build my team up to the point where I've got on-site management. I have on-site maintenance that takes care of everything that needs to be taken care of on that property. And I'm not doing the work. I'm working on my business. I'm not working in my business. And this is the beautiful thing about being a member of the Apartment Association, because there's going to be a point in the future where I'm going to look to hire a leasing agent. You heard me correctly. I'm going to look to hire a leasing agent. And there is a list right in front of me of nine people that were nominated to be the leasing professional of the year. Now, I know based on who all these people are and the companies that they work for, they're working for the corporate America guys. They're working for the big owners of real estate, the big faceless guys, the big people that are somewhere in the country. And you know what? As I get to know these people, I might find the next member of my team that wants to work with somebody local that's got their back. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, if you want to get going with this stuff, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for a free workshop. Let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.